Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome in this morning to the show. And I'm sitting here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. I'm thrilled to have that expert sitting with me
this morning.
Good morning. We, if you are new to listening to Home Show Garden Pros, this is a co-op of knowledge experts who come in every Saturday morning just for you. They come in to answer your questions and your calls and your concerns and your, what do I do now? What do I do about this? And Sherry Hera is our expert this morning who is taking your calls, and you can always call us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And our other experts who join us occasionally that you've heard from is Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden out in Katy. Mm-hmm. And you've also heard from John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he is way north, sort of Conroe, between Conroe and the Woodlands. Mm-hmm. And Plants for All Seasons is sort of midway between both of those, and that is on 249. Mm-hmm. And when Sherry came in this morning, I said, oh, wow, I saw the beautiful pictures of the poinsettias.
Yes, it's Christmas. Like, it's beautiful when we have all those poinsettias in there.
It is just, I mean, it is full of poinsettias, yes, which is just so fun and beautiful. And if anybody listening is new to the South, mm-hmm, or new to Houston, coming from the way west or the way northeast, mm-hmm, we can plant all year round here. Mm-hmm. So, and look at the weather. I mean, I was looking at the, you know, the next week, and I'm sure if somebody's from, say, New York,
right,
they're thinking this is summer. For them, yeah, you know, because
70s, 80s,
right,
yeah,
70s, lows of, you know, mid 60s. Uh-huh. I mean, it's perfect to be outside, and it's safe for us to be outside because sometimes those midday summer days, mm-hmm, you really have to watch yourself, the sun, yeah, and hydration. And, you know, it can be more tiring to plant. You got to do it in the morning or night, but mm-hmm, now it's a great time to plant.
It is. The weather's cooperating. Get out and do your color change outs.
Ooh, yes.
And that's something that's hard for people from other regions to understand.
Yeah,
they take the winter off up north, and
right,
it's just, you just keep going here.
Right.
So whether it's your flowers, we have a whole set of flowers that you can grow through the winter, but then also vegetables and herbs. This, mm-hmm, is a great time for.
Right.
So, I mean, it's always something growing.
Yeah. And if you've got to replace some plants, or you need to do some, you know, shrubs, trees are, mm-hmm, fine to do. Mm-hmm. And you know what I find? It's easier right now to, if weeds are bothering you, mm-hmm, it's easier to pull the weeds because the ground is a little more moist. And it's easier to plant things too because your ground is a little more accepting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great time to mulch as well. So
mulching. Okay.
Get your beds cleaned up and mulch. That.
Now, should I mulch or compost my beds in the winter, fall?
Well, I mean, you can use it's just two different products, right?
Right.
So some people like to do compost. I like to do like a composted mulch. I do the Black Velvet by Landscaper's Pride. It has a little mixture of compost and the big chunks, mm-hmm, that are going to take a little bit longer to break down, but that's going to create a little mat to keep your weed seeds from germinating.
Okay, so a little bit of insulation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's a great task for us to think about doing this weekend. Easy to do. Mm-hmm. Kind of get those beds ready. So back to the store, Plants for All Seasons. So, mm-hmm, I saw those beautiful pictures of the poinsettias.
Right.
So is it too early for me to go and buy poinsettias? And why poinsettias? What are we going to do with our poinsettias? Inside, outside?
Well, they're tropical. So, mm-hmm, this next week's temperatures are perfect for them. But they don't want to be outside when we're in the 40s and below and more windy. They're very delicate that way. And it's a tropical shrub, so you have to protect it from our winter.
Mm-hmm.
So inside is the best place for them through the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It is a myth that they are super toxic. They can be a little bit irritant because, you know, when you break them, they have that white milky,
yes,
substance,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
going to be similar to latex. Uh-huh. You know, so if your dog or cat, mm-hmm, eats a leaf or two, you're fine. It's,
yeah,
not going to kill them.
Okay. Yeah.
So if your dog eats the whole plant, he may get a tummy ache.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a myth that they're going to really injure your dog or cat unless they're super allergic. So inside is going to be the best place.
Okay.
But like I said, you know, if you have a holiday party coming up,
I know
you can get them out at the entryway of the house, and the temperatures are perfect for that right now.
Right. And then you can bring them in when, you know, when the party's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after winter and after frost or freeze, you can get them planted outside, and they will grow as a shrub all through the summer.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that when we return. It looks like, oops. Keep going. Well, I was told no, that I can keep talking about that. All right. I don't know what happened with our poor board op. So I'm here with Sherry Hira. She is here from Plants for All Seasons, and we're talking about poinsettias, tropical. Now, also, I've heard about the poinsettias, the watering.
Mm-hmm.
And even on indoor plants during the winter, we need to watch our watering because the plants, they don't go dormant. Our indoor plants don't go dormant. Is that correct?
Well, they're tropical, so they'll keep growing.
Okay. I'm just talking about indoor plants in general.
Indoor plants in general are tropical.
So they're going to keep growing, but do I need to watch my watering?
Yeah. Well, you need to. Well, the need for water isn't as great on the interior.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit more constant, right?
Right.
And you don't have that intense hot sun that's making the plants transpire real fast. So the number one killer of interior plants is too much water.
Yeah.
So you do want to let things go on the drier side, not dead wilt dry, but, you know, let it dry out before you water. That will actually help you to control your soil in that population as well, too. You want it to dry out slightly and then water. Yeah. I let my interior plants go into a slight wilt and then water.
Okay.
And that just keeps everything from getting raw, and it keeps soil gnats down.
Right.
Because that tends to be a problem.
The soil gnats, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what you've told me in the past. Mm-hmm. Sandy, your plants will talk to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then whether you buy your poinsettia now, or you wait till the day before Christmas. Poinsettias, you know, the flower is actually that tight interior of where you see the colorful leaves, right?
Yes.
So you want tighter flowers.
Okay.
Right now, they're all pretty tight. Now, you have early, mid, and late bloomers. So most of what we have are probably mid to late bloomers.
Okay.
So they'll start, that middle flower will start to open. That doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
If you go later, you're probably going to get one that's already all the way open. But mm-hmm. the leaves are what you're buying them for.
So, yeah, right. I know those big, beautiful leaves mm-hmm. that are a little sensitive sometimes.
Yeah, they can be.
Yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I am here with Sherry Hira. She is your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. There are some beautiful Christmas colors we can start thinking about for the winter, and we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at HomeShowGardenPros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy, and I'm sitting here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've got a lovely season that we get to talk about. I mean, every season for us here in Houston is a planting season, but mm-hmm. there you've got some new variety and new options. We were talking about poinsettias. Now, Sherry, for someone who used to toss her poinsettia,
mm-hmm.
so when Christmas is over, what can I do with my poinsettia? Where do I plant it?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you can toss it. Yeah. If you don't have a spot for
but
it.
But I want to try.
You want to try. Then it needs an area that gets basically full sun.
Full. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because it's tropical.
It is.
Makes sense.
So let's say you plant it in an area on the south side. Maybe it gets a little break from the afternoon sun.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big problem, is getting them to rebloom the next year.
Oh.
It's they have to have total darkness from, you know, sundown to sunrise. So basically,
wow,
we need 12 hours of light and 12 hours of dark.
Wow.
Which that starts to happening in October, November timeframe. So it's, do you have street lights? Do you have neighbors that leave lights on? So that's why we can't grow them at our 249 location.
Right.
Because now we're in the middle of everything. The freeway lights are there. So we would have to black out our greenhouse.
Right.
So most of our crops of poinsettias come from out where there's no streetlights.
Interesting.
So that's something. Now, once your poinsettia is super established, many years old, if you can protect it from winters,
mm-hmm,
then it will get a little bit of color on the bracts without that complete darkness, but it's not going to be like when you buy them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's worth the experiment.
Yes.
Because they are so beautiful when we get them.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of bad when I just toss it.
And I would try leaving it in a pot just so that you can protect it if we do winter.
Yeah.
You know. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, that sounds fun. Well, Plants for All Seasons is full of them.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who want to put up a live Christmas tree, you've got beautiful. And tell me what you do with the Christmas trees if people want them.
So we can do custom flocking, which is the white snow on them. And I think we have, we did have pink. We're sold out of pink. That was a hit. And then blue as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. Specialties.
Yeah.
So get those Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's time. Mine's coming down. Mine won't be real this year.
Yeah.
For many reasons. We have to leave it up for a long time. And it just,
yeah,
it's harder for me to handle that right now.
Okay. Yep. So it's great because if you don't have a real Christmas tree, if you have a fake one, you could still do either some sprigs or cuttings to give you that smell, or
I
some fresh garland.
Uh-huh.
We have that in as well.
Mm-hmm. Or a small reel. You know, a small reel tree would be fun.
Yeah, we don't have table toppers, but you could get a table topper.
Yeah, but the sprigs, like you say, that smell is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got those in, and winter colors or fall colors, I guess, you know, you can kind of add some of your winter colors because we've got annuals that you can get in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have at the store?
Oh, as far as outside goes.
Outside, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so pansies, violas, ornamental cabbage and kale, alyssum, cyclamen, calendula, what else? Petunias. There's so much out there right now. Dianthus.
And you can plant all of these right now.
All of these right now.
And they're going to be color through the winter.
Yeah. Now, if we have a winter storm, Uri type winter, which is highly unlikely, but you know, it could happen. If we have days and days of below freezing, then some of this stuff could get damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, I'm very surprised at what made it through that freeze. My annuals.
Yes.
I think I had a few petunias that croaked, and maybe some snapdragons, but for the most part, my pansies, alyssum, everything, you know, looked smashed down with ice on it during the freeze, but soon as it thawed out, everything came right back.
It was amazing because it looked devastating.
Yeah.
You know, when we pulled off all the sheets and, you know, crunched through the frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I love my, I've got a picture that reminds me of that freeze, and it's a viola.
Uh-huh.
So I had them all covered, and it's next to a patio.
Yeah.
Uncovered them, you know, kind of nurtured, fluffed them, got rid of dead stuff around there. And literally days later, I look over on the patio in between two pieces of patio brick.
Mm-hmm.
there is a viola as happy as can be growing out of that. So, you know, it was kind of warm in there, literally on the patio. So I took, I remember taking a little picture of it because you know how they can almost look like they have a face sometimes. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, look at Mother Nature, how strong she is.
Blooming where he was planted.
Right, where he was safe. Well, he wasn't even planted in the patio, but you know, he some blew over there and survived. And anyway, it was very fun.
Yeah.
So we've got color that we can plant now.
Uh-huh.
And if we're planting our color now, anything special, we should probably fertilize or not this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. You want to fertilize. Our winter annuals are very heavy feeders. So, and they bloom a ton if you just feed them enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I always use a combination of the MicroLife 846 mm-hmm. and the Nelson's Color Star.
I love Nelson's Color Star. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And we can just put those in with our mm-hmm. our colors and enjoy it all through the winter. And that's why it's so fun to be able to plant 12 months out of the year here.
Yep.
Well, good. We are on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons up on 249. The nursery is full of great stuff to choose from, whether you're going to be planting your annuals or picking up your Christmas tree or poinsettias. Join us after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. OBA. You have heard us talking about OBA before. Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. Well, they have an event coming up called the Yule Ball. It is their biggest fundraiser of the year. So you've heard us talking about how OBA, they teach organics. And it seems like many of us have been moving in that direction. OBA is growing, literally. They're helping us grow. They're helping us grow our lawns, our landscapings. They're helping guide us on our cooking, our eating, talking about our soils, our plant health, our soil health, and how to take care of the planet in general. So that is OBA. They are Organic Horticultural Benefits Alliance, and they have got a Yule Ball, their biggest fundraiser, coming up on Saturday, December the 10th at 6 o'clock, and it is at the ball at Tanglewood, the ballroom at Tanglewood. So enjoy this fundraiser. It is a great educational group. They celebrate community gatherings, and they have farm tours, and they celebrate farmers. It is a wonderful resource. So join them for their Yule Ball on Saturday the 10th, and you can go to obaonline.org, O-H-B-A, online.org to find out more about their Yule Ball and get involved. So good morning, and we are back. Sherry Hera is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have been talking about Christmas trees and poinsettias and the things that we can do here in the winter, because you can. This is still gardening season, which mm-hmm. is lovely here in Houston. 12 months out of the year, we can be out in the yard. And it's a nice break this time of year, mm-hmm. especially if you're not in the habit of it. It's a good way to break up some of our chaos a little bit.
Yeah, get you out.
Yeah.
Feel the dirt. Right. Get the microbes.
Right.
They have the natural antidepressants in them. Get some sunshine.
Girls like playing in dirt. I'm sorry. It just feels good. Now, we were talking about poinsettias and Christmas trees. What can I do about my mums right now to help them bloom again? Is it too late for them to bloom again?
Yeah, they're pretty much done.
Are they?
You can snip off the spent flowers.
Okay.
But, you know, once we have our first frost, they'll turn brown.
Yeah.
And if you haven't already, I know mine had a little bit of brown on them, just from that frost we had a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go dormant. And then you cut them off and they come back next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the ones on one of my one patio, they were done. They mm-hmm. went brown. But I still have some little purple flowers on another one. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Alrighty. But snip them off whether they're brown or not.
No, only snip the brown ones
off. I mean, snip the brown ones off mm-hmm. and then just leave them.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty. So we can still take care of those mums. Now, Christmas cactus.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some beautiful pictures of folks with Christmas cactus inside in a pot.
Yeah. So we call them holiday cactus only because most of what we call a Christmas cactus is a Thanksgiving cactus.
Oh.
And then you'll have your Christmas cactus, and then we'll have our spring cactus or an Easter cactus.
Oh,
so there's different types.
Got it.
We did get in trouble because somebody didn't like that we called them holiday cactus. And it's like, well, those aren't actually Christmas cactus. So we just loop them all together.
There you go.
Call them holiday cactus. It has something to do with the little points that are on them. You know how the leaf has different little points.
Yes.
So if you, most of what you see at the stores right now are Thanksgiving cactus.
Okay.
Because they're blooming right now. There is a true Christmas cactus. Those start to come in a little bit later. But, yeah, that's really a cool little plant because you can share it with your family. You snip some off,
and
root them out.
Right.
But that's something you can have for a long, 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 long time.
So indoor plant in a pot, or do I replant it outside?
So in the wintertime, indoors.
Okay.
And a bright window. Some people have that perfect window. You know, most of our windows now are double paned and very airtight. If you could have an area where it was maybe not so climate controlled, then you could do it inside real easy. Back in the 80s and 90s, before all the Energy Star, you could do your Christmas cactus in a bright window.
Okay.
And leave it inside. But I like to take them outside once our winter temperatures are over in the spring. And then on a shaded patio, maybe some bright sun in the morning, but not direct.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them grow outside.
Fun. But keep them in a pot because then we can move them in and
out. You got it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, they're such a cute little flower.
Yeah.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and this is a knowledge co-op of experts. And our expert this morning, who is sharing everything she knows, is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons up north on 249. And you can give her a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or a ninja.
Get needed advice and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One-stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katie, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning and happy gardening. Yes, it is gardening season, 12 months a year here in Houston, and I'm here with Sherry Hara. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 because it is a sport of gardening, and you can take it to whatever level you want. You can reach Sherry Hara at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. She is here in the studio with us from Plants for All Seasons. She drove down south just to talk to you. And we appreciate that. It's going to be a busy weekend up there because the weather is going to be nice. It's not going to be storming.
No.
It looks a little cloudy, but it's perfect. Get out there in the garden and, you know, pull weeds or, like you said, get some compost out there. Compost mulch combination, which is going to be even better for our landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
And so folks are listening now on Home Show Garden Pros. They can also go to homeshowgardenpros.com and they can find how to get to Sherry. They can find out how to get to you. And there's a link there or Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens or Nature's Way Resources. There are links to all of you Home Show Garden Pros. Lots of tips, but there's also an Ask a Pro button or link that people can send in questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we get stacks of those every week. So there are a couple of them that I want to try and touch on and see what we've got going on here. And they're talking about actually their gardens. Mm-hmm. So this CD has mentioned, he says, "Hi, y'all." I love that when they say hello. "I enjoy listening to your show." Well, we appreciate that too. He says he's noticed knots on his okra. Mm-hmm. And also on the tomato roots. So this was a few weeks ago, if he's still seeing them on the tomato roots. He's got extremely sandy soil, mm-hmm. and he's wondering, does this mean, does he need miracles to help out with the nurturing of this garden?
Huh. So I think what he's, root knot nematodes are a problem in sandier soils or in our raised garden beds, especially if you haven't crop rotated. So if you're planting the same thing there season after season after season, just because you don't have the room to crop rotate, then you can build up populations of root knot nematodes.
Oops.
And it sounds like that's what's happened. And then you can still grow your tomatoes in there, your okra, but they just don't thrive.
Oh.
And then by the time you figure out what's going on, it's too late.
It's too late.
So if he can crop rotate, that's going to be the best way, and put things that are not in the same family. Marigolds, in theory, do help. It takes a while, and you have to be very consistent with it. I would say once you built up a population that you're noticing them on your tomatoes and other vegetables, then it's probably too late to go the marigold route.
Okay.
There is a Monterey product that you could use. It's a nematicide, and it's very safe to use. So you could do that, or you could just try to crop rotate slightly and add leaf mold compost.
Oh, yeah.
By adding the leaf mold compost, you're putting the beneficial biology into the soil, and that will take care of your root knot nematodes. I have had that in the past. I haven't used the chemical method. I just simply didn't put another tomato, potato, pepper kind of plant in that area. I put them in a different area, and then I added the compost and planted other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a key. When we remind people about the gardening, I mean, we've got master gardeners who listen, but also folks who are new maybe at planting herbs and veggies. And that rotation, from what I've heard from you experts, is pretty important.
Yes, it is. Now, like, I have a small garden behind my garage. So sometimes I have to put a tomato in the same spot season after season. But I don't have an active nematode population right now. But what I do is I just, every time I replant, I add good compost, good organic microbes to the soil.
Right.
And so that's why I can keep them at bay.
Right. Yeah. Get the good guys in there. It's all about the soil.
Yep.
It is. Well, we have another one, another question from Lorenzo, and he wants to know, it looks like it's about stink bugs. Mm-hmm. What is the most effective way to kill or repel stink bugs? He's got them around his pepper plants.
So they're kind of tough. Early treatment for those guys is going to be your best bet.
Like when you first start seeing them.
And you'll see them as the nymph stage. And they look like assassin bugs. They're little orange bodies with black legs.
Yep.
They haven't gotten their armor yet. Once they get their armor, it's really hard to treat with a chemical effectively. So there are a few botanical products that you could use that have like clove oil and just different aromatics that will repel. But if you can get them when they're the orange bodies, black legs, and their little baby nymph stage, you can use like a pyrethrin type chemical to kill them. But once they get that hard armor, it's real hard to treat with chemicals.
So are they attracted to the peppers in particular?
No, they're just attracted to any fruit.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we just need to watch out for
your peppers, tomatoes, even your lemons and your citrus fruits, they'll congregate on and they'll pierce. So they like to pierce the flesh of your fruits.
Okay.
Eggplant. It doesn't really matter as long as there's a fruit on there.
Yeah. My first season, I saw them with my peppers, but I haven't seen them since. So, but then again, on our garden, when we replant every season for a new veggie or something, take care of that soil. Is that going to help it? What attracts them?
The fruit.
Just the fruit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and in years that we go into drought, which this was a drought year, they're going to be worse.
Okay.
Because there's no moisture anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what they're after.
They're going for the fruit and the yummy moist inside of those new fruits that are growing. Okay.
Yep.
Well, this is Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. She is our Home Show Garden Pro with us this morning at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, what? We've talked a lot about plants and Christmas, and we touched a little bit on some questions about people's gardens. What should I be watching out for my lawn right now?
Well, your lawn is in a slow growth phase right now, right? So we're not actively growing. What I watch for is fungus in the grass right now. You know, we've had a little bit of frost, but not enough to put the yard into dormancy, where it just completely turns brown. So you can see where you would have active fungus at this point. Make sure you're backing off your water. You know, we're getting enough rain every week that you shouldn't be doing much irrigation at all, if any. So make sure that you're not overwatering. There are some little thatchy areas I've seen in a lot of customers' yards where they had active fungus. And when we had that little bit of frost, it turned those areas a little more thatchy looking.
Yes, where it's coming up pretty easily. Yeah.
So you could add a little layer of compost to those areas just to start putting the beneficial microbes back to start to fix the problem, just in case we get into a really wet time, because then you'll have fungal growth.
So brown patch right now, putting brown patch on there, or too late for that?
No, you could still put your MicroLife brown patch down, but that's not an effective treatment for active brown patch. It's great to try to prevent it and to build the soil. But if you have an active spot, I would say do the compost.
Alrighty. And the compost, what I found in one of my areas, that it's looking a little thatchy, to put the compost down there, because it gives me a little bit of a lift too, because I'm almost seeing some low areas that are getting thatchy first.
Yes.
And I guess it's the combination of it's
staying more wet. Okay. And when we did have that little cold, the frost settled in there and turned it brown faster.
But it's funny because you may notice, I've noticed the green and the brown in my grass. You know, it's not sure if it needs to go dormant or not yet.
Right.
It's
right
in that little
transition,
you know, transition stage. All right. So we can go out there and let's make sure that, you know, our grass is staying healthy, so we don't, you know, we don't want the bad fungus to take over.
Right.
So that compost is going to help with our soil always. Good.
You got it.
Good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and you can reach Sherry Hara at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. It's time to get your pots replanted and get some color in your landscape. Here are a few favorites that make it really easy to have great color in the wintertime. We have lots of beautiful pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, alyssum, and much more. We've got lots of great evergreen shrubs this time of year. Now is the perfect time to replace your evergreen shrubs in your landscape. Planting now gives your shrubs plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer sets in. Even though your lawn's about to go dormant, it's still important to give it some nutrients that it needs throughout the winter. Fertilizing with a winterizer this time of year will keep the grass green longer and also build the roots over the winter for a healthy start in the spring. Christmas trees are now here. Our Fraser and Noble Firs come from family-owned farms that have been in the business for years and years. They pride themselves on quality and freshness of their trees and farming practices. So come on out, and you're sure to find the one that's perfect for your family. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Katy, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 and also in Richmond, convenient to Sugar Land and Rosenberg. Don't forget to visit us on Instagram and Facebook to see what's new. You can find us on both at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
Good morning, gardeners. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can reach Sherry Hara at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry is from Plants for All Seasons, beautiful location up on 249. You exit, and you can get right in there in the parking lot, easy parking. And when you walk through those gates, you just become mesmerized.
Right.
Because it's
all the options.
It is. You have lots of options, and you have that beautiful new greenhouse. It just, it feels like it doubled in size.
Right.
It just, it's lovely. You've got options for indoor, outdoor, holiday things. So a great visit. And even if you're not quite sure what's on your to-do list, it's a great visit because you'll have a... You'll get ideas.
Oh, yeah. You'll be inspired.
You will. And, Sherry, we have got Jeff on the line who wants to chat with you. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
How are y'all doing?
We're good.
So I poured me a new sidewalk, and I have an area that I'm looking at like a disaster. I'm thinking, okay, what do I do here? I need some flowers, just some plants, some evergreens. It's got a lot of shade. It gets a little sun, but it's got a lot of shade. I know it's, you know, almost a dead of winter, really, in a roundabout way. So I'm just thinking, what can I do there?
Well, I mean, there's probably tons of options that you can do for a shaded area. Is there a flower bed built, existing?
Well, I need that's where I got to start from scratch.
Okay.
Just dirt and, you know, holes my dogs have dug and stuff like that.
So we need to prepare the bed first. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So a good planting mix mixed with compost. So Landscaper's Pride makes a great planting mix that you can use as your base to build your flower bed. And then add some leaf mold compost by Nature's Way to create your...
Do y'all care? Is that at the store over there... What store can I get that at?
Well, we're at Plants for All Seasons on 249. What part of town are you in?
Okay. Well, I'm close to y'all.
Okay. Yeah. So we sell both of those in the bag. So absolutely.
Okay.
So you can build out of the planting mix, amend with about a fourth of an inch layer of compost, bring pictures to the store of the area so we can help you pick out the right plants. But there's so many things that you could do in that kind of partially shaded.
That's what I was kind of thinking because I'm pretty low maintenance, you know. I have a lot of time, but I want to make something where it's kind of maintenance free and
self-sufficient.
Let nature do its own thing.
Sure. Yeah, so the pictures to put our eyes on it are really going to be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is a good time for him to plant new stuff.
This is the best time to plant, especially bigger things. Get them established before the hot summer.
Right. And you don't have to dump as much water as if you were doing it during the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all very much. I will stop by.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Jeff. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we have got questions popping in like crazy for you. So we have a gentleman who's got a question. He says, I have a lemongrass plant that has been transplanted into the ground and is doing very well. Any recommendations to care for this wonderful plant through the winter? Should I wrap it up if we get a freeze? Thanks.
So, no, I just would let it go dormant naturally. It's a perennial plant, so it will come back. The only thing I would say to do is put a nice layer of mulch around it to insulate that root system. But once we have our first true heavy frost or freeze, the top will turn brown. And then around mid-February, just based on temperatures, you'll go out, cut it all the way down, just like you do your other perennial grasses. Just cut it all the way down, and then it'll come back.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, well, I will get that answer back to CD. Mm-hmm. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Like I said, you can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And we're going to keep going through these questions. I've got one more before we take a bit of a break. And it looks like we've got a caller too. But here's a quick question. What is chewing up my cabbage leaves and how do I fix it?
So there's little caterpillars that we're seeing on with the warmer temperatures. We're seeing caterpillars go crazy. So you would just get some BT, liquid BT or powdered BT, which is called Dipel dust, and just dust them down.
All right.
Or spray on the liquid BT. And that's organic. It's safe. Biological insecticide. It will only harm the caterpillars. And there are little green caterpillars that look just like the same color of the veining of the cabbage. That's probably why you don't see them.
Yeah.
That's their camouflage. But they will devour anything in that family, the cabbage, the cauliflower, the broccoli. They'll devour the leaves. They don't typically hurt the fruit, but they'll devour the leaves.
All right.
And not the fruit. It's not a fruit. The flower.
The flower. There we go. One of those.
Yes.
But he's in there. So we can use the BT liquid or the powder, and it's not going to damage. We can still eat our cabbage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's great to know. Thank you very much, Sherry. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we're going to talk with Jesse. So we have got time in our yards. Lovely. This is the perfect time to be out in our yards. And you know, here on Home Show Garden Pros, we love our family-owned and operated businesses. And we've got Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler and manufactures their own premium hardwood mulch. They're family-owned since 2009. So if you live south, go visit Sienna Mulch. And here's what you have to choose from. They have mulch. They have soils, they have sands, compost, gravel, and stone. Sienna Mulch also carries all of your favorite fertilizers and plant food that you hear about on Home Show Garden Pros. And they have your landscaper's tools for all of those projects that you have on your to-do list. So if you're south, they are in Rocheron, and they have 18-wheeler loads that they can deliver to the greater Houston areas. So visit Sienna Mulch, so much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
I'm over my head, but it sure feels nice.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Enjoying that cup of coffee, making that to-do list for our gardens and our yard today. I know there's a lot on the list that's not related to our home and garden, but it's a great break and a beautiful opportunity to freshen up the outside and to take a break from the hectic schedule. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hera, who is taking your call. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert from Plants for All Seasons, another family-owned business that we love to have with us here in the morning. So, Sherry, we've got a couple of callers for you, and Jesse is on the line. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just barely woke up, so I hope I'm not going to ask a question you already answered. Anyway, I got, brown stuff on my yard, right?
Uh-huh.
On the grass.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do I rake it up and mm-hmm. take it out, or do I just put something on top of it?
I would do, if it's real thick thatch, I would go give it a little rake and put a little layer of compost right on top. Make sure that you're not still irrigating heavily.
Oh, good point.
So let's...
I don't even mess with water. Enough.
Okay.
I let God do it.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So you can do a little bit of raking if you want to, just to get some air circulation under there so that thatch doesn't harbor any fungus. And then you could put a little layer of leaf mold compost down.
Okay. 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 That's my second question. What do I put on there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Nature's Way leaf mold compost is what I would use if you can access some near you. Just a little fourth of an inch layer, and then the next rain will water it in. But that should fix it for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
What did you say?
The Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
Nature's Way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
God bless.
Christy McPhee. Oh, well, thanks very much for giving us a call. So the leaf mold compost, and really you can get it at all of our Home Show uh-huh. Garden Pros. Uh-huh. Comes in a bag, and it's great stuff. So good luck with that, and that was a great question, Jesse. Don't ever hesitate to call.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Debbie. What do you have for Sherry?
Good morning. I have a follow-up question on the lemongrass.
Yes.
I have a nice size one. And I planted it so I could harvest it for cooking.
Sure.
I already trimmed it back some around the edges because I planted a purple salvia too close to it.
Okay.
It does make fantastic tea, by
mm-hmm.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wanting to harvest the lemongrass stalks for cooking.
Sure.
When can I do the harvesting?
You could do it any time that you're ready to utilize them. And then as far as storing goes, I've never stored. Are you going to store them?
Well, I have read that you can freeze them.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Freezing them in the perfect size amounts, like maybe food savoring, the perfect size amounts that you need for your teas and soups, so in small amounts would probably be the best way, but I've never done any other method. I usually just use it fresh. So yes, you could go ahead and harvest now if you're ready to store.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to be cutting it down near the root.
Uh huh.
Above, but
yes.
Near.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt if it's been harvested and we get a freeze?
So what you would do is just pile the mulch up around it if we're going to have a freeze. So just ride over the mound.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And on citrus trees, too, now that we're talking about that real quick, if we're going to have a hard freeze on anything that could be sensitive because it's newly cut or maybe it has a graft, you can pile mulch up over things for a short time to get it through that cold period. So, yes, you can go over the top.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks,
Debbie. Well, that was a great – I wanted to ask Debbie. I forgot. I wonder what she's going to use the stalk for.
She said she makes tea. But
no,
you can,
she made tea with the leaves, right? Uh-huh.
You can use it in
the
cooking.
The stalk.
The stalk. You can use it in cooking. And you can also make soups. Add it for soups.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, yep. Great to know. And this is a cooking lesson.
Yeah, right.
So speaking of our gardens, so she's got that beautiful lemongrass that she's talking about. And we had talked about, you know, watching out for some diseases in our gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that we can plant, say, this weekend in the garden? If we wanted to grow something in the garden,
mm-hmm.
is there anything that we can plant that that we'd be able to harvest in the next month or so?
Yeah. So if you can find onions, you can do onions still.
Yeah.
And the onions, you can use them at any stage, right?
Yeah.
So you can use them as green onions as their babies. So
uh-huh.
get them planted in over the next month. If you need, you know, a few green onions
mm-hmm.
for a recipe, you can just go pop some out or leave them in there until they bulb and make your big onions.
Right.
tons of herbs, parsley, cilantro loves our cooler temperatures.
And it,
strawberries, cilantro. It's time for strawberries, really.
Oh.
We plant our strawberries in the fall and winter here so that they're established and fruiting going into spring. That's how you know, if you wait too late, you're not going to get very many strawberries. But if you plant them early, that's when you get more strawberries.
Right. Mm-hmm. You almost instinctively, if you're new, you feel like, okay, I'll plant my fruit in the spring. No, no. We've got to get it in now.
Yeah.
At least the, like you say, the strawberries.
Yep. And then all of your like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, mustard, all your greens.
So go for
lettuces, it. Ton. There's
We've got
tons.
Plenty,
carrots.
Plenty to fill up our garden.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get out there. So another thing for our list, we don't just need to maintain right now, but we can grow some yummies in our garden. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. They are up on North on 249. You've also heard from John Ferguson, who is with Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And he's more north between the Woodlands and Conroe. And Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is also one of our Home Show Garden Pros. And they are west out in Katy. And as they say, you can find them. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call Sherry this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.